House full of kids are retired and aging gracefully. Whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
All right, we're getting to your questions here on the final Mel Pearson show of the 2013-2014 season. We'll have more throughout the summer scattered about, and then we'll get ready for next year. But right now, here's your first question, Coach. Why is it that you chose to leave Ryan Fern home this past weekend, who is a senior with almost 40 goals, and our team has been struggling to score?
Yeah, good question, but we as coaches have to pick the lineup and the team that we feel will give Michigan Tech the best opportunity to win that night and in that series. And we basically, Ryan has been a big part of this program and a big part of this team, and all the seniors have. And I just want to compliment all the seniors for their contributions to Michigan Tech hockey and what they've done. And we always talk about if the seniors can leave this program in a better spot and in better shape than when they came in, then they've done a good job. And they definitely have. And I just want to thank them for all the contributions. But having said that, we have to put the best team on the night that given night and that weekend that we feel is going to give us the best opportunity to win the game, and we did that, and that's the reason why Ryan didn't play this past weekend.
Another question, it seems like we had a lot of trouble with the Bowling Green forecheck this week. Did they change anything from the last time we played them?
No, and we didn't have, at times we maybe had a little bit of problem. I think one of the biggest issues is our defenseman tried to hold on to the puck too long, tried to do too much with it instead of just make a read and move the puck a little bit quicker. But overall, I thought we did a pretty good job with it. We didn't give up a whole lot of grade A chances in this series.
Are you happy with how recruiting is going long term?
Yeah, very happy with that. And right now we're just going through the process of just figuring out which guys are actually going to come in the fall, because we have a couple of players that had some injuries this year that could really use another year of junior hockey. And we want players to come in that are over ready, that can step in like a Reed Sturles and have a great year. Step in like a Shane Hanna. Step in like a Shane Hanna and lead the WCHA and league play in scoring for defensemen and rookies. Unbelievable. And I don't know, and congratulations to Shane Hanna for making the all-rookie team. In my opinion, he should have been Rookie of the Year, and he should have been either on the first or second all-WCHA team. He doesn't even make the third team.
I couldn't believe
that.
And
he's a plus player.
I know.
He's plus player in the league. But I don't think the coaches, it's more than just the coaches voting, so I got to be careful what I say. It's players and then one fourth member, I think, of the sports information. But anyway, I mean, Shane Hattis should have been on one of those teams for the year he had. Unbelievable. But we want guys to come in that are over ready, that can have years like Alex Patan did his freshman year, have years like Shane Hanna and Reed Sturles had this year, and even a Cliff Watson had a strong year, and Chris Leibringer on defense. So we'll make that determination, but really happy. A lot of our guys are captains on their team. We're looking for that leadership. A lot of them had honors. One player made the all prep team in Minnesota. Another one played in the state tournament. Their captains. We got a goalie who was on the team MVP and then made the all rookie team in his league. And we can't say names, but so we've got some pretty good players coming in.
Next question. Do you anticipate any of the current underclassmen signing?
That's early. A good question. Well, we had we pulled in three players yesterday and talked about that, because things happen quick, and a lot of times you're the last person to know as a coach because there's a lot of things going on behind the team. For example, there was probably 10 to 12 NHL teams at our games this weekend, looking at some of the BG players, obviously, like Carpenter and whatnot, but looking at a lot of our players too. So hard to say. It's early, but I would anticipate, I don't think we have any players ready to leave, and I've coached over 80 players that have played in the National Hockey League, and you know, I've had guys from Jacob Trouba to Max Pacioretty to Jack Johnson, to guys who've stayed 4 years like Johnny Madden and Mike Knuble, and you go down Brenda Morris and you go down the list, Billy McCault. So I've got a pretty good feel if you're ready to play in the National Hockey League. And at this point, I don't think we have anybody that's ready to step into the NHL. Do we have guys maybe that can go in the American League? Yeah, but you know, I always say that you want to make sure you go there when you're over ready to give yourself a best chance for your first impression to play in the National Hockey League.
How much will you be road watching future recruits the next couple of weeks?
Well, a little bit, but you know, part of it is I've got being on the NCAA selection committee, that I'll be involved with that next weekend, and then the first part of the regionals, I'll have to go to one of the regionals and to the Frozen Four. So, but we've looked at our calendar, and there's going to be a lot of watching incoming players, and we got to determine on a couple of kids if they're ready or they should go back and play another year of junior hockey. So we'll be out recruiting pretty heavy the next month.
Are expectations of the Michigan Tech hockey fans unrealistic?
It depends what those are, I guess, without knowing, you know, the specifics. But, you know, I think it's good to have high expectations. I tell our team that all the time. I think you have to set your expectations high. And because if you don't set that bar high, then you're always going to be happy with underachieving or just you know, not being the best. And our coaching staff is here to take this team to the top. And as crazy as that might sound, I think we have a chance, and I think we can do that. And I think you can set the bar high. You know, there's some areas that we did, you know, you have to be disappointed in this year that we didn't accomplish some things we wanted to, but there's some areas we did, I think, a pretty good job. Not me, but our team did. So you have to take the good and the bad. But like I said, unless you win that last game, Dirk, I don't think you can ever be satisfied. And, you know, there's got to be some disappointment there if you're a competitor.
Ryan Fern, Brad Stebner, Dennis Ricks, Daniel Holmberg, Jacob Johnstone, Daniel Sova,
yes,
are seniors that are be leaving. This is not a question off of the
right
email, but obviously, like you said, they left the place, in your words, as better than when they came in. And it's a tough situation now. They try to either extend their hockey career or figure out what they want to do. Which ones do you think have the best chance of continuing to play hockey?
Well, that's a good question. And, I think they all can play at some level. Sova's a big kid, good shot. You know, he just had the injuries the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he just had the injury bug, couldn't get away from it. Fern's a good goal scorer. You know, he knows he's got great patience, good hockey sense. I know he wants to try and play. Dennis Ricks is just a good, solid, hard worker, grinder. So there's roles on teams for guys like him. I thought Brad Stebner really improved. He might have been one of the most improved over those four guys from when we first got here. And, he's just solid, maybe not the flashiest guy, but good leader, great. You know, he's a 4.0 student, so
right,
he's got some things going for him after hockey. Holmberg's big guy. I don't think we saw his best hockey until later on here, so he's got a chance to do some things. He might go back and play in Sweden. And obviously Jake Johnson can skate, but I think I don't know if Jake's already made up his mind. I know he's got a pretty good line on a job if he wants to get out of hockey, but I thought he played some of his best hockey the last couple months here for us. So but they'll all have a chance to play. It just depends at what level and if they want to continue to play or move on.
So what goes on during the off season now, coaches? You get ready. You talked a little bit about it, but how much contact with these players throughout the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months will you have?
We'll have a lot. First and foremost, our guys got to make sure they finish up school here the next month and a half and do a real good job there. And then we'll have all our returning players here for Track A, which goes from May till about middle of June. And Tyler Shalasto, really looking forward to them working out with Tyler and getting a good start on next year. So, but we'll have a lot of contact with these guys, and I'm sure also some freshmen will all be up this summer and getting a feel for what goes on here.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll hopefully be able to snag you for a few throughout the summer months here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to let you off that easy, Dirk,
yeah.
But I just want to thank the fans for all your continued support, and we're looking forward to the future. I think the future is bright here at Michigan Tech Hockey, and I like the direction the program's headed in, and, you know, thanks to the band for coming down to Bowling Green. I thought that really added some neat atmosphere, and I just want to give a shout-out to Kevin Luke and the basketball team, and a big win for them and the program, and I know I'll be watching and listening to them tomorrow night, and good luck to Kevin and all those guys down there.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Thanks, that's Dirk. The Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
And Dirk, I want to give you a special shout-out. Thanks for your support. You do an excellent job.
Thanks, Coach.